Do you realize that each of us has a remarkable power right under our nose? It is a power so great that it is capable of producing life or death, depending on how it's used. The Bible tells us that our words are so powerful that they can bless or curse, encourage or discourage, hurt or heal, tear down or build up. Our words can even influence the way we act and feel, as well as determine our attitude and outlook. That's right. This powerful weapon is the tongue, and its ammunition is the words we speak every day. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, your tongue has creative power. Jesus said in Mark 11:22-24, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you shall receive them, and you shall have them. Yes, you must believe that you receive what you ask for when you pray. By faith, you receive it the second you pray. You must believe before you actually see it, however. You must believe first, then you will see. Jesus told Martha in John 11:40, did I not say unto you, that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God? It does not take any faith to believe something that you can see. It does not take any faith, again, to believe something that you can see, but you must walk by faith, not by sight. It is when you are weak that you are to believe and speak that you are strong. It is when you are sick that you must believe and speak that you are healed. It is when, brothers and sisters, that you are experiencing lack and poverty that you must believe and boldly declare, I am the rich child of a loving Father, and I dare to prosper now. Yes, Matthew 17:20 says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing, I like this part, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And brothers and sisters, indeed it shall be done. For the words of our mouth have control over our lives, whether we like it or not, or whether we believe it or not. What comes out of our mouth will determine our future, even as a rudder controls the direction of a ship. Your tongue controls the direction of your life. God, our Father, made man to be a steward not only over the earth, but over his own mouth as well. We are our own prophets. What we say today impacts our tomorrow. Did you know that you and I are where we are right now as a result of the words we spoke yesterday? And the day before that, and so on. That is simply the way God created us. And like God, our words carry power. Actually, within the realm over which God gave us authority, the words we speak day after day carry the same degree of force behind them as the words God himself speaks. Even the same force as a word that came out of God's mouth when he created the universe. Jesus said in Luke 21:33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Yes, God's word and the words we speak shall not return unto us void. Isaiah 55:11. Now, when reading the Gospels, you will notice that everything surrounding Jesus' entire life, his birth, ministry, death, burial, and resurrection, was a direct fulfillment of what God's prophet had spoken. God had set everything in place for the birth of Jesus. Yet had it not been for a few men speaking under the anointing of God, it never would have happened. Matthew 1:22 says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. Then in Matthew 2:15 and 2:23, we see the same thing written, that which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. You see, just as God himself spoke the world into existence, we as believers in Christ Jesus speak forth our future. You must take up the sword of the Spirit to possess healing or anything from God. We must first lay hold of the word as ours. We lay hold of the word by receiving it by faith. And then confessing it. Confessing that we receive the blessings that God has promised in his word. Now the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:17 to arm ourselves with the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We must take up the sword of the Spirit and use it as a base on which we operate our minds. As we grow through life, we will have several decisions to make. We must rely on God's word when speaking these decisions. Jesus said to his disciples, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. God's word is a compass that will guide us in making right decisions. Oh, the psalmist wrote, his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Psalm 119:105. God's word is victory. So believe the word, pray the word, meditate the word, and most of all, speak the word. The Bible encourages us in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession. Now, that word literally means confession. So think of it this way. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. You see, our confession is our profession. Just as a doctor would be termed a professional in his field, we as Christians should strive to be professional believers. Lastly, a Christian's faith in the Word of God should be his very livelihood. In Hebrews 3:1, we are instructed to consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. God appointed and anointed and then sent Jesus to be high priest over our confessions, over our words of faith. He, Jesus, is responsible for bringing our words to pass. However, it is our responsibility to speak forth the word of God and to claim the promises of God that was spoken in his word. You see, positionally, all things are ours, but we must bring them into manifestation by confessing them in the physical world. Once we speak forth faith-filled words, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verses 4 through 5, that Jesus will then enrich them with his anointing. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for listening to another weekly podcast. I want you to know that I wanted to share this dynamic message with you because I have found that by speaking the word of faith on a daily basis, I have been able to transform every area of my life. I've overcome 2 life-threatening illnesses and been completely restored to perfect health. I've seen the Lord take me from rags to riches by simply confessing the word of God over my situations. There's this old song that says, "Lord, don't move that mountain. Give me strength to climb." Well, the Bible doesn't tell us to climb any mountains. Jesus said to speak to the mountain. If you are in debt, the Bible says, obey God in tithes and offerings and then begin to stand on his word and speak the word of faith, no matter what your conditions dictate. If the doctor has diagnosed you with cancer or AIDS or diabetes or heart problems, the Bible says, begin to declare boldly by faith that you are healed. Brothers and sisters, the word of God cannot fail. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to be like the psalmist who said, "I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." He was commanding his soul to bless the Lord and to forget not his benefits. What are his benefits? Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, so that our very youth is renewed like the eagles. So, remember these words. Many of our listeners have asked me for copies of the podcast. If you are interested, then please call our ministry office at area code 323-733-1127, and we will tell you how you can get a copy. Remember, speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. I'm Bishop Angel Mason, and may the Lord bless you now.